the International Secret Police.
Zero. Phoenix Zero. Phoenix Zero. Phoenix Zero.
Knowing that the secret police are near his headquarters at Lake Kivu, the octopus sends out guards dressed in gorilla skins to capture the boys so that he can use his deadly death ray machine on Speed, Clint, Barney, and Carlos. The gorilla guards approach the night camp of the secret police and find Clint standing watch with Speed. Thinking the great figures to be gorillas, Speed and Clint remain still, hoping that they will leave when their curiosity is satisfied. But when they see guns in their hands, they spring for their own weapons, calling for Carlos and Barney to join them in battle. But it is too late, and we find the boys fighting a losing battle.
Carlos and Barney!
Why don't Carlos and Barney come out and help us?
They can't, Clint. Two of the gorilla men went in the tent before they had a chance to get out of it. They must have captured
us. Look out, Speed. Look out for that gorilla man right behind you.
Clint, he's got me.
I'm coming, Speed.
Don't come. Don't shoot or I kill boys.
They saw me. Don't pay any attention to me. Clint, get these fellas.
No, I can't, Speed. If I make a move, he'll do what he threatened, kill you.
You give up?
Yes. Yes, what's the use?
Oh, Clint!
Let me go, you figure! Let me go, I say!
Here comes Barney and Carlos!
You, Barlow, give me your gun. Here it is.
Why'd you give up, Clint?
We didn't have a chance of escape, Speed. We might have later.
What kind of natives are these, anyhow?
That one knew my name. There's only one answer. These men are in the Octopus Gang.
Octopus Gang? Gosh.
You see, Clint, didn't I tell you that gorilla I saw talked to me? Now they've even got guns. What next?
They are men, dressed in gorilla skin, Barney.
Yeah, I know. What, men?
And what's worse, octopus men.
And they've captured us? Let me yap those guys.
Wait a minute, hold on, Barney. We may have a chance to escape later, but not now. They have the jump on us.
Yeah. Hey, look, there come a lot of natives. They must have been hiding until the gorilla men got into our camp. We're way outnumbered.
See, Speed. And besides, they have all our guns.
All right, watch it. Here comes one of the gorilla men.
You come with us.
Hey, get away from me. You ain't gonna tie my hands.
Don't struggle, Barney. He will kill you.
Yeah, but he's crushing me up like a turkey.
Well, we're all getting the same treatment, Barney. They want to make sure we won't slip away from them.
But they can't do this to me. I'm an American citizen. I demand my constitutional rights. This is an insult. It isn't bad enough they tie you up, but then they swing you from a pole and carry you along.
This is how they carry leopards, Barney. After they kill
them. Well, I'm no leopard.
Well, at least traveling this way saves walking, Barney.
Well, I don't like it. It gives me the creeps seeing them gorilla men walking along so close to me. I keep thinking they're real gorillas.
And I wish they were. They'd give us more of a chance than these savages.
Yeah. Hey, you in the gorilla makeup. What are you going to do with us when we get to Lake Kivu?
You keep quiet.
Nice sociable guy.
I sure hope we get to where we're going. My neck's getting tired. If I don't hold my head up, it'll hang down and that'll be worse yet.
Don't worry, Speed. If they are taking us directly to Lake Kivu, we should be there any time.
Then we'll arrive just about dawn. The sky is lighting up now.
Yeah, came the dawn and so did the secret police. A fine mess we're in.
There's the lake ahead now. You can see it shining in the moonlight.
Well, I guess we'll be seeing the octopus soon then.
Hey. What are we stopping here for?
They're pushing aside those bushes. Look at the door.
This must be the octopus headquarters, then.
Hey, look. There comes a fellow from the inside.
I see you were successful in capturing the secret police.
Yes, wonderful.
Carry them into the crowd. The master will observe them there.
Now what are we heading for?
Look. Those bushes hid a little settlement. A complete village. And one would never see by simply passing by.
And the gorilla guards would keep one from coming too close.
They're taking us up in front of that house.
Put them down here.
Yes, Warner.
Hey, he said put us down, not throw us down.
Now go. The master will not need you for a little while.
I wonder what the joke is.
Now, which one of you is Clint Barlow?
I am.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Zabu, chief lieutenant of my master, the octopus.
I guess that. What do you intend doing with us?
That is for the master to say. I go now to tell him that you have come.
What about untying us enough so that we can at least sit up?
No. You shall remain as you are, helpless, at the mercy of my master. And if you become weary, perhaps Gambu the killer will amuse you.
Gambu?
The gorilla in the cage over there. The master keeps him for his experiments. But go now. When I return, it will be with the master.
Don't hurry back, you rat.
Gosh, Clint, what are we going to do?
We haven't a chance of doing much of anything, tied up as we are. But our luck hasn't failed us yet, Speed. Let's hope it pulls us through this time.
They even tied up poor Lucky.
Yeah, they've got us for fair this time.
What are you watching, Carlos?
That gorilla in the cage, Barney. He's been watching us for some time. Look at the scars on that poor beast. He's been tortured.
I wouldn't doubt that. The innocent victim of the insane mind of the octopus. Even the beasts of the jungle are not safe from him.
That gorilla looks like he's thinking about something. They sure look human.
Probably thinking about how to get out of that cage. Wish we could get our hands free. We have a good chance of getting away now with nobody around but the gorillas.
We're probably being watched, Barney, even though we can see no one.
The beavers, now. What is wrong with the gorilla? He's shaking the bars of his teeth like he's suddenly mad.
No wonder. Look at what Zabu is bringing from the house.
A man in a wheelchair, wearing a black mask.
The octopus.
So he finally had the nerve to face us when we're all tied up in a knot.
Clint, you think that fall from our plane over the Himalayas crippled the octopus like that?
More than likely, Speed. But chin up. He's almost here.
I'm not afraid of him.
Gorilla hits me, Zabu. He's caged. Helpless. Somewhat similar to the secret police. They hate me too, but they are helpless.
Yes, Master. Behold, they are at your feet.
And I suppose you're greatly pleased about that, Octopus.
Yes, Barlow, I can truly say that this is the first happy moment I have enjoyed since you destroyed my great work in Tibet.
And now you think by having us bound and helpless at your feet, you've conquered us?
What would you think if I were in your position?
You are, even though you appear to win now. Destroy us if you will, Octopus, but the secret police will destroy you eventually.
The same old story, Clint Barlow. But you have reckoned without my new weapon. With it, I can withstand the armies of the world. Even the secret police. My death ray machine.
If it's another loony idea like that thought-reading machine you was working on in Tibet, I don't think the world has to worry, old ape-face.
That has always been your chief fault, Dunlap. That you have not given me nearly enough credit. But now your fault shall be your undoing. I have won. And nothing you can do can stop me.
Down to the point, Octopus. Why have you brought us here? If you wanted to destroy us, your gorilla men could have done that in the jungle.
Ah, yes. Del Valle. I have not had the pleasure of meeting you before. But I have heard of you. You are rated second to Barlow in the secret police, are you not?
I see now why you are determined to arrest these criminal Clint.
This man is insane.
Insane? I have good reason to be if that were true. Barlow is the reason for my being crippled, held to this wheelchair. But you didn't kill me, Barlow. And as long as I am alive, my brain will find some way to destroy you and your pursuit.
I gather from that that you've thought up a finish for us that's bad enough to satisfy even your insane desire for revenge.
Exactly. I wanted you brought here to Lake Kivu so that you would fully appreciate the power of my death ray machine. See that I have indeed perfected it.
So what? Do you expect us to applaud?
No, Dunlap. Not exactly. But no one will know better than you the power of the machine. For I am going to use it on you. One by one, its deadly light shall rest on you. A moment will be enough. You will be gone.
You? Easy, easy, Barney.
Always cool, eh, Barney? I wonder if you will remain as calm and controlled when you see your nephew under the death ray.
Don't listen to him, Clint. He's just talking to hear himself talk.
Like your uncle, Speed Gibson, eh? It's well that I am destroying you before you, too, might interfere with my plans. I have a good haul here. Barlow, the ace operator of the service. Del Valle, he comes next to him in efficiency. And Speed Gibson.
Why are you calling the roll? You know darn well we're here.
Very true down there. Very true.
Behold, Master, the sun is rising.
Yes, Sabu. It's time to go to the platform which holds the death ray machine. Go and find the natives who are to roll the gorilla cage there.
Yes, Master. I shall return with them immediately.
Zabul is anxious to see the effects of the death ray on human beings, too. But first, I shall show you how it destroys a gorilla. 3 times larger than a man.
Listen, Octopus. It's evident that you mean to go through this horrible experiment of yours.
Did you think for one moment that I did not have that intention, Barlow?
I thought that there might be some spark of humanity in your black soul. I still think there might be. Do what you want with Carlos, Bonnie, and myself, but let speed go.
No, Clint. You think I'd leave you?
Ah, the boy is right, Clint. He would never leave you. Nor would I allow him to leave and perhaps return with more secret police to hound me. No, he dies with you.
Why, you devil! Yeah.
You believe me now, eh? But wait. Soon you shall believe in me even more. Yamu senses his fate as well as you do.
Can't we do something?
Go ahead, Bonnie. We'll find a way out.
It ain't me I'm worried about. It's the kid.
I know, but hold tight. We've got to hope.
See, it will take a miracle to save us. But that miracle must happen.
You think so, Delvalier? There is only one who can cause miracles, and that is me, the Octopus. But now my men are here. Take them away. To the death ray machine!
Thank you.